gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, December 5th, 2017. Welcome to Day 320. Robert Mueller issued a subpoena for Trump's banking records. The move forced Deutsche Bank, Trump's biggest lender, to turn over documents related to certain credit transactions and the $300 million Trump owes the lender. The Guardian, Bloomberg, and Reuters are reporting that legal experts say it showed Mueller was, quote, following the money in search of links between the campaign and the Kremlin, since Deutsche Bank may have sold some of Trump's mortgage or loans to Russian-owned banks, which could potentially give Russia leverage over Trump. Jay Sekulow, one of Trump's personal lawyers, denied that a subpoena had been issued. The New York Times, The Guardian, The Washington Post, and Associated Press say Paul Manafort was ghostwriting an op-ed with a longtime colleague, quote, based in Russia and assessed to have ties to a Russian intelligence service while out on bail last month. The editorial was related to Manafort's political work for Ukraine. Robert Mueller's investigators argue that Manafort's $10 million unsecured bail agreement should be revisited because it was written while he was on house arrest facing several felony charges, which would have violated a court order to not publicly discuss the case and cast doubt on Manafort's willingness to comply with court orders. If the court sides with Mueller, Manafort could remain under house arrest until his trial sometime next year. The New York Times says Trump's former deputy national security advisor may have contradicted herself during Senate testimony about Michael Flynn's contacts with then-Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak. In July, K.T. McFarland told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that she did not discuss or have any knowledge of Flynn's contact with Kislyak. A December 29th email exchange, however, shows McFarland wrote a colleague that Flynn would be speaking with Kislyak later that day. The Daily Beast says House Republicans are prepared to block the legislative promises Mitch McConnell made to Susan Collins and Jeff Flake in exchange for their votes on the Senate bill. Collins and Flake were assured that the Senate would consider legislation to offset the negative effects from repealing the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate, as well as the permanent protections for so-called Dreamers. A conservative bloc in the House sharply opposes both measures. Donald Trump is considering plans to create a global private spy network to circumvent the U.S. intelligence agencies and counter the alleged deep state in the intelligence community, which he believes is attempting to undermine his presidency. The Intercept and BuzzFeed News say Blackwater founder Eric Prince and a retired CIA officer submitted proposals to CIA Director Mike Pompeo and the White House to utilize an army of spies that report directly to Trump and Pompeo. The intelligence gathered would not be shared with the rest of the CIA or the larger intelligence community. And the Republican National Committee resumed its financial support of Alabama GOP Senate candidate Roy Moore after Trump endorsed Moore yesterday. CNN says the RNC initially cut ties with Moore over allegations of sexual misconduct with teenage girls, but a senior RNC official said, quote, the RNC is the political arm of the president, and we support the president, end quote. And now to the polls. The Hill says Roy Moore trails Doug Jones by 4 points in the Alabama U.S. Senate race. 44% of voters support Moore, while 48% support Jones. A new Quinnipiac poll says 64% of Americans believe the Republican tax plan will benefit the wealthy the most, while 53% disapprove of the plan. 61% say the tax plan favors the rich at the expense of the middle class. NBC News says 31% of Republicans want somebody other than Trump to be the GOP nominee in the next presidential election, while 63% are content with Trump running for re-election. Meanwhile, NPR says 15% of Americans say they approve of Trump and that, quote, there is almost nothing he could do to lose their support, end quote. 33%, meanwhile, say that they disapprove of Trump and that, quote, there is almost nothing he could do to win their support, end quote. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis. Hey folks, we got a lot of cool stuff happening over at WTFJHT.com, one of which is the Notables section, which Matt recently added to the end of each day's roundup. We're not really sure what to do with the Notables section for the podcast, so we're looking for suggestions from you. What could we do with that in audio form that would provide additional value to you as a listener? Let us know. Send me an email at joe@whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com or just post on the message boards at talk.whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com. Thanks. Looking forward to your suggestions.